Hi, this is Horatio Sands. You're listening to UCB Sports and Leisure now.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed.
But with that comes responsibility.
We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative journalism capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure. In 1983, a New York real estate mogul purchased a USFL team, the New Jersey Generals.
The scarlet red and royal blue wouldn't last long, but our guest would.
In an exclusive Skype session, Donald Trump steps into the crosshairs of UCB Sports and Leisure.
Good to be here. It was the New York, New Jersey Generals. Believe me, the New York, New Jersey.
There's a slash?
Slash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how much did you get paid in your court case? Mr. Trump?
We're $216 million.
You got $1.
$1.
You got $1.
Well, I've got a beautiful wife. I've got beautiful children.
There he goes.
And, you know, people like me, and they love my steaks, and they love to enjoy America. An America that I know that I love, and decide which side you're on.
You know, when I heard that you, when you're wearing a white hat, you're in a good mood. When you're wearing a red hat, you're in a bad mood. I see you're wearing a white hat today. Is that true? Is this what I'm saying?
Trey? You know, I read that article, too. That's about Mar-a-Lago and all that stuff. And you know what? You know, believe me,
I heard it before the article.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm in a good mood most of the time. Doesn't get dictated by the color of my hat, believe me. You know what? I'm going to build a wall. They're going to pay for it.
Okay.
I have a beautiful wife. I have a beautiful daughter.
You've said this.
If I were not her father, I would have sex with my daughter.
That's disgusting. I say this every time. You're
no, almost... because I said, please don't put words in my mouth. This is why I don't do all the debates, because people try and put words in my mouth. Believe me, I'll do debates when it's fair.
Why wouldn't you say she's smart? Why don't you say your daughter's smart? All you ever say about your daughter is she's beautiful.
Because that's not the headline. Yeah, she's smart. She's fine in that category, and she knows lots of words and good words. But the point is that she's hot. She's got a great rack. Believe me, you know, I'm going to build a daughter, and they're going to pay for it.
Mexicans going to pay for your daughter?
Mexicans are going to pay for my daughter. They're going to climb up her like she's a wall that I created, and they're going to pay for it.
And you're going to wish you were one of them.
Believe me, Mar-a-Lago is the most exclusive club in all of Palm Beach, and we allow all the people. It's inclusive, and it's workers that are seasonal. But they're all colors.
Mr. Trump.
Believe me.
Your bumper sticker, I believe, says Make America Great Again. Is that correct?
Make America Great Again.
Now, let me ask you this. What platforms, what actual specific plans can you give me right now? Not that it's going to be great, not hyperbole. I want to know details about how you're going to make America great again.
Detail number one, more beautiful people in places that people can see them. Number two, just fantastic marbled ribeyes in all the schools for all the children, and I don't care what their color is, and I know that there are certain schools that are better in certain neighborhoods. I don't know the specifics of it, but you have to be open to change, willing to negotiate. That's what I do. It's what I've always done. I've got a daughter with the most perfect natural breasts that you've ever seen.
How did we get to your daughter? You were just telling me about your platform to make America great again.
I've got buildings, hotels, resorts. I've got, have you ever been to Cabo San Lucas?
Never.
It's a beautiful place. He's right.
That's attractive to you in a candidate? I was literally asking for details.
I just got distracted. I'm sorry.
I built it. They paid for it.
Wait, you built it?
And I built it. They paid for it.
Oh.
All I really heard is you're going to put red
meat. Have you seen Melania?
Ribeyes.
Melania?
Melania?
What is that?
Oh, it's my new wife. Gorgeous.
Oh, that's
oh,
her name.
Yeah. She's like, remember Polina Poroskova?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like that. But imagine better tits, better face, better ass, better legs, better attitude. No accent.
What do you guys do for fun? I mean, without being, I'm curious. Like, what do you have in common other than her beauty?
We like to sit in comfy chairs and just look at each other. And then I do
burn dollar bills, throw dollar bills in the fire.
You know what? I get the joke that you're trying to make, and that sounds like the kind of pinko shit that this country can't afford. All right. So if everyone's going to be a smartass, then you know what? We can be where we're at right now.
I'm sorry.
All right?
I know.
Which is not a great place.
We're supposed to be an unbiased news.
You're right. You know, I don't want to get political.
You know, does Barry Obama have a birth certificate that says he's from here? We don't know.
He produced it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to know why I'm running? No one's really asked me this. Because I went to a press corps thing a couple years ago, and they made fun of me. That's the reason. Believe me. They did it.
That's not really a leadership quality. That's more of like
revenge.
Payback. Yeah, revenge.
Revenge is not a leadership quality.
Oh, no.
I was at that.
Ask Mussolini.
I was at that press corps dinner at the White in D.C. and I saw your face during some of the jokes that Obama was levying against you, and you were hot.
Yeah,
you were completely hot.
You
I've never seen a man
from orange to red.
Yes,
no,
they went after the color. They
yeah.
went after a lot of stuff, Donald.
Yeah, I got thick skin. I love a good ribbing.
You
I'll
don't
tell you
apparently.
Right now. But I'll tell you what, it started a motor in my ass, and I've been on a rampage ever since. I will take this country down with me because no one laughs at Donald. If you laugh at me, we're all going down together.
So you don't want to make America better. You just want to trash it to get even for being insulted by the president, Barack Obama.
You twisted my words. You made it strange. I never said those things. I'll tell you right now, there are three things in my platform that are important. Revenge, money. No Mexicans, and boobs.
Your daughter's boobs.
You said that, not me.
Oh.
Believe it. Best boobs on an under 35-year-old in the country.
You know, some people disagree with you, and that's why actually we set up this debate. Again, this is a fair debate today. We have
It's actually fun, too, though. We're not going to go hard-hitting. We have some soft questions for these guys, don't we?
I don't know if I consider myself a real journalist.
Okay. I don't need softballs because I don't have them.
All right. We'll give you the hard ones.
Okay.
Rock hard balls. Heavy, rock-hard balls, the size of tennis balls. A lot of people talked about, you know, how's he hung? I'll tell you right now, great.
All right. We didn't ask you that. Again, you feel the need to
tell us
how big
you are. Yeah, you're just injecting the size of your penis into the conversation.
All right, well, let's bring in—
No problem there. Believe me.
You have a few minutes, right, Mr. Trump?
Of course I do.
Over our hours-long interview, UCB Sports and Leisure brought in a special guest to challenge some of Donald Trump's positions.
With over 1.25 billion members, the Catholic Church is one of the oldest religious institutions in the world. We brought in the head of that church, Pope Francis, and his interpreter, Cardinal Bianchi.
Gracias. Thank you.
Buenas tardes.
Can you ask the Pope if he has ever met Mr. Trump over there?
Visuala, Mr. Trumpo?
It's almost like it's pidgin Spanish.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
Es el primero tiempo.
Okay. Well, we've turned his mic off for now. I just
that
wanted to know if you met him.
The first time you've seen him.
Let me ask you a question first. Cardinal Bianchi, could you ask the Pope what brings him to Los Angeles? Is it another taping of the sitcoms he loves, or is he on business?
Que es muy importante el trip for television production, or is Springsteen, or the...
No.
I heard he has VHS tapes of Webster.
Yeah, he's a huge Webster fan.
Miguel y Molly.
Oh, I think Miguel. I see Mike and Molly.
Si.
Oh, you're going to see a taping of Mike and Molly?
Mike y Molly. Y el warm-up guy.
Oh,
es
Brody?
Brody Stevens?
Si, Brody Stevens.
Oh, my God, he's a fan of Brody. For those who don't know, Cardinal Bianchi, do you know Brody Stevens?
Si.
Okay, yeah, he's one of the greatest warm-up comics.
Big fan. Yeah. Very muscular, too.
Very strong and can throw a ball really fast. Well, have you gone to the ask him if, have you gone, are you going, or?
Si, we've seen.
Oh.
We've seen it.
Can I hear the plot of the episode?
You
had to sign a non-disclosure.
It's the last episode. It's very important.
I'll tell you the plot
of the episode right now is that it's a fat guy and a fat girl and they're cops and it's in a city that is in dire need of some real help. Believe me, and if I'm in charge,
pretty
we're
much,
not going to have
overweight down.
People.
That's it. That's what it was. Yeah, you write down for this one.
That's what it was about.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Sí,
el gordito, el gordo es muy amor, but yeah.
Muy amor, sí.
Love,
much love.
Sí, y un mentiroso,
A lie?
Una,
oh, a lie.
Sí,
okay.
Uno trabajando en policía, pero el jefe
the boss.
Dice no más almuerzo.
Almuerzo. So I don't know what almuerzo.
You guys, so what I wanted to say is in front of you, each Mr. Trump and the Pope, and the interpreter too can hit the button, but there's a button in front of each of you. If you have an answer to the question, you just whoever hits the buzzer first can speak.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to play sort of, well, give us a sample question. And then
well,
we'll
this
have
is a practice. Like, I'll do this to you, Matt, okay?
Oh, okay. This is just me. Tell him no talk right now.
No dice, por favor, ahora.
Sí, gracias.
Okay. How do you feel about the fracking issues right now? Do you think fracking is something that we should continue to try and refine or something we should put a stop to right now?
I would say we should do more research, and it seems like we should start diminishing our fracking because there seems to be problems.
You didn't hit that. You got to hit the button.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just saying.
This is a whole demonstration. You don't care what I say. I think we should just continue fracking.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't give a shit what you think.
I wasn't a good
fracking
example.
Okay. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fracking. Don't. Don't do it unless it's a good idea, and I think it could be. Believe me.
That seems like you're saying both things.
He does
though.
That
now, what is
every
the Pope,
time.
What does the Pope think?
Fracking. Explain fracking.
Well, you have to hit the button, I think.
Oh, yeah. Bianchi? Cardinal?
Okay. Is fracking importante to production de petroleum for
this interpreter
poor
is like just kind of like
it's pidgin Spanish. Yeah. Like he has like a second grade education.
Fracking is malo.
I can hear through the earphones.
Sorry.
Fracking is malo.
This fracking's no good.
It's impossible to understand what this guy's saying. It's insane. It's two people.
He said it's no good. Okay, Mr. Trump?
But
Bianchi's setting some boundaries.
He's also
with Mr.
He's
Trump.
Buzzing other people.
This guy would
question.
Get tossed out of one of my rallies so fast you wouldn't even be able to say, eh. Okay, gone.
Okay,
fast,
guys.
Believe me.
Stupido.
Are you calzones stupido or stromboli? What do you prefer, calzones or stromboli?
Go ahead.
Stromboli and calzone. Calzone sometimes, also sometimes stromboli, believe me. Also, steaks inside the stromboli and inside the calzone, believe me.
That's, you have to pick one, Mr. Trump.
He picked
you
both and added like a couple
steak
more.
Steak, he added
steaks, believe me, steaks.
Stromboli, for me.
Pope says, no, ask the Pope what
the interpreter.
I don't even know if they sing that. Stromboli, cannoli?
Stromboli.
Stromboli.
Do they have Stromboli in Rome or is it an Americanization?
No, thing? It's in Roma.
Mike, oh. Te gustan Stromboli.
Oh, from Mike and Molly.
Mucho. Many.
Okay. You like big comedians. You like big comedians.
El Fluffy.
El Fluffy.
Fluffy.
I don't know Fluffy.
Louis Anderson.
Yeah, Louis Anderson.
And El Baskets.
Oh, yeah, he's in a show called Baskets. Plays a woman.
Sí, madre. Y,
Jackie Gleason?
Jackie Gleason.
Dom DeLuise.
Sí, Dom DeLuise.
John Candy.
Chris Farley. John Candy. Et cetera. Y also...
What about Horatio Sanz?
Rosan Bar. Horatio...
Early Horatio.
It's too skinny. It's too skinny.
Lindo, sí.
Yeah, he's
not
too skinny.
Muy lindo. Yeah. Ahora, sí.
Okay, right. So who is the best Batman in your opinion? Michael Keaton?
Good question.
George Clooney? Christian Bale? Ben Affleck? Who do you think? Okay, yep.
Affleck, followed by Kilmer, followed by Clooney, followed by Keaton. All personal close friends of mine. Good guys love natural breasts, are not interested in fake breasts. Good guys.
That doesn't make them good guys.
And if I had to pick one of them to have sex with my daughter, honestly, I would choose in this order.
Yourself, probably.
That's number one, if it weren't my daughter. Let's not get disgusting. Let's not be weird.
You're being disgusting.
Yeah,
you are being disgusting.
I don't think you're listening carefully enough, and that's part of the problem with this country.
All right, give us your ranking if you had to let someone have sex with your daughter.
Asking the Pope. Or no. Yeah.
Ask Trump. Let's ask Trump.
To have sex with my daughter, Kilmer, followed by Affleck, but while he was with Jen Garner, not the new single, I'm out in the world. I'm talking about a married guy that we can all agree is a good, wholesome guy. He can have sex with my daughter.
And this is all in one run? This is all like in a row? Or does your daughter get a break?
Don't be disgusting.
I think we said pick one.
Excuse me, the Pope is very upset right now.
Why?
Because this is disrespectful. You talk about who's going to Batman going to
Cardinal Bianchi. Cardinal Bianchi.
See,
no disrespect to the Pope. If I may, gun to his head, say, gun to your head, Pope. If you had to choose who had sex with Donald Trump's daughter, which Batmans and how would he rank them? Please, right? That's a he does, and he doesn't have to answer it.
As Excellency,
to have sex primero, once with this is a big question. It's gonna take, am I out of line?
Gun to cabeza.
Me. I mean, Trump's one bringing it up.
Por favor,
so I feel
who
like
would prefer which Batman to Trump's hermana daughter in the front or the
Let's
back?
Let's just say traditional.
Oh. Traditional. Missionary.
Catholic.
Missionary. Pardone.
Is he going to answer it?
Jorge Clooney, pero...
Clooney.
Desde Facts of Life.
Facts of Life. Right around Facts of Life.
A young Clooney.
Multicamera.
Encyclopedic knowledge.
Multicamera.
You're beautiful.
Mrs.
Garrett. You got a little sneaker for Mr. Tutti. Clooney. Him. You think he's...
Jorge Clooney.
Yes.
And then...
And then Mike and Molly. I don't know if he's... Did I hear Mike and Molly?
No.
You can't throw other... It's got to be one of the Batmans.
Oh.
So I think Keaton's left... I think
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. No, Dewey.
Sí. Y Benjamin Affleck. Pero cuando es con Jennifer Garner.
Oh, the same. Did you hear that, Mr. Trump?
I did, and that's one thing we can agree on. And you know what? You know, the Pope and I don't agree on a lot of things, but we do agree on that. And also, believe me, if this Pope... if I'm president, this Pope's not going to be around anymore. Believe me.
I don't know if you have veto power. You can't fire the Pope.
Oh, go ahead, Cardinal
Bianchi. The Pope
Bianchi.
Is giving me a statement to read. Naciendo el 13 del beso en hit note triple.
Beso means kiss, I think.
No.
Naciendo
no.
is born.
Yes. He wants to say...
Well, let me just say, if you're the interpreter, why don't you just say it in English?
Just read it for us.
That's a good cool. That's a good
Do your job.
So he can understand. I want to defend his honor.
But he knows what he wrote.
I'm reading. See. What he says, correct. He is not going to take that kind of shit from a guy who was born on third base and thinks he hit a triple.
Oh, that's a good one, Pope.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, Pope. Thank you, Pope. That's a good one. That's a good one, Pope.
See?
Okay.
You know what? Like, I've never heard that one before. Listen to me. You know, silver spoon, no silver spoon. It's about who gets to the finish line first. And you know what? I'll tell you who gets there first. Someone who drives in a big truck. Someone who's got a fast truck is going to get there before the guy rides a bicycle. And you want to know something? Greenhouse gases, we don't know the real answer yet. I'm open to saying that there's something going on there, but we just don't know yet. Believe me.
We do know. We do know. Scientists do know. Humans are creating greenhouse gases, Mr. Trump.
Something the Pope and I can agree on is that we don't know. And not knowing is half the battle, because knowing it means taking sides.
Okay, right. Should Burger King be serving hot dogs? They just launched hot dogs.
Great question. You did your research, Scott. Thank you.
Well, I've been watching a lot of television lately during NCAA tournament. Yeah, so I saw those commercials.
Is Burger King el perros y caliente?
Yeah, ask him about the hot dogs.
I was kind of disgusted by the Burger King hot dog ad
you
a
like
little
it?
Bit.
Si. ¿Te gusta?
Sí, si, me gusta. Si.
He says okay, he likes.
You would get a hot. I would never get a hot dog at Burger King. Mr. Trump?
No, absolutely not. When we, you know, we're going to roll out some hot dogs. If I win, when I win,
America?
And I will win, yes, hot dogs.
Taxpayers are going to just pay for rolling out hot dogs?
They're going to build them. We're going to eat them. That's my new
Mexicans
thing.
Mexicans make the hot dogs?
Mexicans
and Americans
make
the eat the hot dogs?
We're going to eat them. And we're going to force them to watch us eat these hot dogs. Believe me. Believe me. That's the deal. I negotiate every day stuff like this. I know that we can eat more hot dogs than anyone else. You know who else loves hot dogs? My daughter. Great tits.
I
great
know
ass.
You said that. Stop.
Quando, I mean, how much time do we have left? Because I have one more statement.
Please, read it
like
in either
in
language.
English,
whatever
English.
Language you choose,
I'll read
Scott,
it in Espanol first. Read it in Espanol.
Sí, Espanol.
Si el es jefe, then el me abandoné. He wants to say that if this man is the boss, he quits.
Okay. I love it.
This Mr. Trump. Trumpo.
Yeah, who's the boss? Like,
be my guest, go back to Argentina. That's not a place where a real Pope should be from. If I do and can't say myself. And believe me, we will have an American Pope. That is a promise. It's something I believe
no
in.
Saying that.
An American Pope.
Cardinal Bianchi,
we all know.
How do you control the papacy of you have a chimney that has smoke and decide who the Pope?
You don't have a smoke chimney, Mr. Trump.
You don't know how
we
make.
If you've been to Mar-a-Lago, it is the premier club in Palm Beach. We have got seasonal workers. They do a fantastic
Pope does
job.
Like a little bit of swimming sometime, maybe if.
I don't swim. No trunks.
No.
Never. No one's ever seen my knees. That's a rule. Look it up.
You're a weird, weird man. I'm going to go one more subject and we'll let you both go. Obama was in Cuba. There's rumors that he's going to be throwing out a first pitch in Cuba at a game, brokering friendship, relations, and two countries unified by a common pastime. Mr. Trump, I suspect you're not a fan of baseball because of the predominant Latino element in that sport. I'd like to hear your take on American sports and specifically the sport of baseball.
I'm glad you asked me that. First off, it takes too long. Second of all, let's watch that sport when it's just Americans. Show me white people playing that.
All right, stop, Mr. Trump.
As Pope would like to say, nacido el tres del base, el
the same
un
one?
Triple. No si. Way does the Pope want to listen to a man no. that was born on third base and thinks he hit a triple and then doesn't want to watch baseball in Cuba.
No way, Jose.
No way, Jose.
He loves that. He loves to say born on third base.
Es un chiste. No way, Jose.
It's a joke.
It's his button.
Did the Pope ever play baseball as a young man in Latin America?
Yes. What Please position? Read the biography we give you before. I know you're busy.
Fuero un bouncer in a nightclub y a play baseball in Buenos Aires.
Oh, he was a bouncer.
Sí.
Did he ever mix it up?
Discoteca. Sí.
Oh. Very tough. Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Yeah.
Oh, you learned that.
Yeah.
See.
Si.
Well, let me. I'm going to let you
With
guys
the,
go.
With the altar boys. He practiced.
I didn't hear that. Is there anything the Pope would like to promote? I know he's not an entertainer, but sometimes these guys have albums or books or projects.
Quanto importante dice some messages.
So much for coming on our show.
Si, el
plugs? How do you say plug in Spanish?
El plugo.
Oh.
Todos los programas de CBS.
CBS.
Mikey Molly.
Mike and Molly.
The Odd Couple.
Odd Couple.
He's a big fan of the CBS lineup.
Multi-camera.
Oh, Dios mío, multicams.
Multi-camera.
Okay. Si.
We get the picture with the Amy when we leave, okay?
She's si. Not here.
What?
Si.
Amy Poehler is not here. Si. She's not here. Okay. Tell him she's not here. I can't get him.
Es no está. Sorry.
No.
I did not promise. I did not promise that she would be here.
Okay.
No. I don't want to disappoint the Holy See.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
Oh, maybe,
all right.
Okay.
Mr. Trump, do you have any final things? I know what you're running for, but I have to give you your share of time to promote whatever it is you're interested in.
I'm not interested in promoting anything other than this great nation that I think that deserves me as a leader. On top of that, stakes. You know, we've got them. They're on the website. We also have buildings and planes and trains and carpets and lots of other different...
And lots of hot dogs soon.
Hot dogs are coming. Believe me, we're going to do hot dogs, and no one's going to do hot dogs the way that we're doing hot dogs. We're also going to do burgers because we all know that hamburgers come from steaks. Believe
yes.
me.
All right.
And if anyone else wants to know what I stand for, take a good look at my children. One of them, both of my sons look like Yale rapists. They hunt big game in Africa, and they're not afraid of these animals. A lot of people are afraid of elephants, tigers, not my
it's
boys.
It's not a reason to vote for you.
Okay,
none of
they'll
this.
They'll take these animals down, believe me, with All right. a sight on a rifle. From an armored vehicle some quarter mile away,
yeah.
safely away, and that's how I think we can protect, believe me.
All right. What,
the
Bianchi?
Pope, the Pope say he pray for his soul.
Thank you. That's,
The Apprentice is in syndication. You can see it on all the NBC family of networks, Bravo, right down the line. They've created this monster called the Trump 2016 campaign, believe
it's
it.
Spiritu di sanctu de
You're getting blessed, Mr. Trump.
This is Fireman Pete. You're listening to UCB Sports and Leisure.
Every year, college football players looking to get drafted enter one very important place, the NFL Combine.
Beyond being tested on their speed, power, and agility, these athletes must also take the Wunderlich test. Our next guest, Alfred P. Wunderlich, is the namesake of that exam.
Thank you so much for having me.
My first question, as always, is like for those of you who haven't heard you on our show, how did you inherit the family business? You're a third or fourth generation Wunderlich?
I am the third generation of the Wunderlich psychiatrist family. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was a psychiatrist. My father was a psychiatrist.
I believe you're from Wunderlich, Indiana. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
Oh, sorry.
I'm from Dortmund in Germany.
Oh, Dortmund.
Near Cologne.
Oh, sorry.
It's very near Cologne.
Okay. I find it interesting because your great-grandfather was an American who lived in the Chicago area and taught at Northwestern. So you emigrated, or your father emigrated back to Germany?
My grandfather emigrated to Germany. He was an American.
Correct.
He emigrated to Germany.
Was that during World War II?
It was just after. He was like, I want to go over there where I will be top dog.
Oh, big fish destroyed pond.
Correct.
Got it.
Big fish in a destroyed pond, yeah.
That's a classic idiom. So we were just talking about the NFL draft, and we wanted to kind of – I think last time you didn't prove yourself, if I'm not mistaken.
What I felt last time is I felt like some of the test wasn't fair. You know, if I'm a quarterback, I mean, the way this test goes affects my livelihood, whether I'm even going to be able to play football, make my dream come true. You know, these tests are so important.
It's very important. Everyone should take the Wunderlich test.
Everyone.
It's a false
beyond
hurdle,
It should be applicable across society.
Beyond football players.
Correct. The world would be a better place if everyone took the Wunderlich test and people were sorted accordingly.
But there's so much of the human experience it doesn't measure, and some of those are the intangibles, we call them, on the field or in life. And
yes, but when you say intangibles, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, this test is tangible. That's a good point.
I understand that, but I think it is an unfair thing to like force rookies to go through or even applicants for jobs because, again, I feel the whole human...
In French, they say je ne sais quoi. He has a certain je ne sais quoi, which means I don't know what it is. Do you think that's a good way to sell a football player?
I mean, that's one thing is like if I own a football team, I want to make sure my quarterback. I'm going to spend $20 million.
By the way,
no, if I own a football team.
Sorry, I missed that part.
Okay,
you know, I'm just going to ask you
the
one
beginning
of your questions.
Of a sentence is so important
because you're such a prude. I remember why I don't like you.
Prude?
You're a bit of a prude.
That's a sexual term.
Before, the one thing I wanted to say is like he was talking about sorting people.
I'm not.
What
a
do you
prude.
Mean sorting?
Sort. That's what I'm going to say. Like you wanted to sort people according to the scores.
Yes, I think that's a good way to look at someone when they. If you give someone the Wunderlich test when they are 21 years old, it's an easier way to say, here are some things you should think about doing with your life. Here are some things you should not think about doing with your life.
That's like discrimination. Bill. That's categorizing someone before they become a full adult.
Someone before they become a full failure at what they are trying to do that they're not qualified for.
You know what you are? You're a classist. I'm going to throw some of your own whatever it is, garbage.
Fire away.
All right, here's a question.
Yes.
What is the next number in this series? Mm. 24, 28, 32, 36, 40, 44. That's the series, Doc.
Sorry,
you created this test.
Can you slow down a little with the numbers? Because I have to translate in my head into German to count.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's the series. 24, 28, 32, 36, 40, 44. Here's your choices, Doc.
Mm.
A is 40. B is 48, mm-hmm. C is 24, mm-hmm. D is 88, mm-hmm. E is 42, F, none of these. I hate that one always.
Yeah, none of these, because it covers so much ground.
That's like annoying. Why do test makers always just forget that one, all right?
Get yeah, Wunderlich, why don't you lose the none of these in your tests?
Because the answer on this question is none of these.
That's not true. The answer is 48.
Says who?
Well, Well, I don't have the key in front of me, but that's a logical assumption.
Guess I have the key locked up at the Wunderlich Institute, and the correct answer is none of these.
But it seemed like it seemed like everyone was going just four more each time.
Increments of four. That's the pattern.
So if I answered this, I just added four, you would say no, the key in my safe.
I might be thinking of the wrong question.
You see what I mean? Go. You got one?
The sixth month of the year is...
Say it again.
The sixth month of the year.
Yes.
Is August, September, January, or June?
Yes.
You have to pick A, B, C,
None
or
of the
D.
Above? All of the above.
Oh. Sixth month, starting from which month?
I guess I would say January. From January, right?
And you can say none of the above or all of the above if you want.
I know it's not all of the above because months go in a certain numerical order.
Good.
So
I just want to see how.
And I know it's. Well, it could be. It could be none of the above. What are my choices again?
It's the sixth month of the year. Is it August, September, January, or June?
Am I allowed to use
like a lifeline?
Yeah.
No, this shouldn't be this difficult.
Well, again, I'm translating in my head from.
But you're discounting someone from a position in a profession based on these questions that you can't even answer.
I have a question. If you have a German quarterback who you're kind of rooting for, do you allow them to phone a friend during the
like
test?
Like a Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Or Hasselbeck.
Yeah,
or
Hasselbeck. Yeah.
Yes.
You do. They can phone
a
friend.
I don't allow them to phone a friend, but they can bring notes inside their phone.
Inside notes? That's just... The phone is just the internet. You could just use that for anything. Is that notes in your phone?
I don't
or can
know
you Google?
How those things work.
Well, he's probably Googling for the answer, which
there
is...
There you go.
Here's one.
It's June. I just looked at my phone.
Oh, well, you can't do that. You can't...
I'm a German.
I understand that, but that's cheating. Like, these kids who take the test, they can't bring their phone in or Google an answer, can they?
I'm only telling you because you are my friend. If I was really taking the test, I would not have said to the proctor... I used my phone.
Do you think your dad's proud of you, the way you're taking the test and moving forward with it?
That is a question that cuts me to my quick, and I was not prepared to answer emotional questions.
I emailed him all the questions beforehand.
Is there
my email sometimes sends things right to spam. Mm-hmm.
Is there a fractious relationship between you and your father?
We fought a lot when I was growing up because he wanted me to inherit... the family business, and I just wanted to be a folk singer.
Did you move to Köln?
It's pronounced Cologne.
Cologne?
I stayed in Dortmund near Cologne, and I sang in a coffee shop.
Do you feel like you're trapped just giving this test? Are you making the test difficult because you're angry?
I have made my peace with the direction my life has taken. And when my father gave me the Wunderlich test, he said, your score dictates that you should not be a folk singer. And from that day, I knew.
But the aptitudes you guys measure have nothing to do with artistry. I feel like everything is either math or English. Like that test,
it's all about like what month it is.
Wouldn't register an artist. Maybe you should have been an artist.
I took the test, and the score I got. My father read the interpretation, and he told me I was destined not to be a folk singer, but to be a psychiatrist. And that is what I have done with my life.
But you do understand, because you know this test better than anyone, there's a whole category of life that doesn't get drawn out from this
We have
test.
Tested a number of folk singers who got a very different score from what I got.
Are there sort of kick-out forms that, like, error function if somebody takes the test so weird and they're like a freak, they don't think the way normal humans do?
Maybe that's me.
Only once we scored, someone got a bingo.
Who scored a bingo on the Wunderlich?
Was it Jamarcus Russell?
It was Jamarcus
Russell.
Oh
my God.
He got a bingo?
Yes. And so we have since then dictated that anyone who gets a bingo does not get to enter the league, because not only will they be a terrible quarterback, but they will have serious psychological problems.
Here's a question for you. Have you ever, and I think Scott would agree with me, have you ever considered making these questions friendlier to the sort of trade that these kids learn? Like, if you're an NFL guy, why not make it like, say, if Adrian Peterson rushes for 10 yards a game, how many yards would he have at the end of a regular season? Like, that's a friendly NFL question.
But why would we give that on the test when Adrian Peterson had to take the test at one time? He'd be taking a test about himself, therefore immediately assuming that he was going to be drafted, which would screw up his whole program, and it would intimidate all the other running backs.
1.6 is the answer.
No, I think it's 160.
You just moved the decimal one over. It's 1.6.
I wasn't listening after you said Adrian Peterson.
I'm just saying you have it's a sort of prejudicial profiling questionnaire that isn't friendly to the candidates who take it.
It's not about being friendly to the candidates. It's about finding out if they are capable of achieving the goal of winning a Super Bowl.
Who's your favorite player? Who's done the best on the test? Is there anybody that you just have been a big fan of that you kind of rally behind?
Y.A. Tittle.
He was fantastic.
Been around a long time.
Mm-hmm. I have an archive of all the tests at home. And I sometimes, for fun, will just go reading through what people answered. And Y.A. Tittle, you know, was always my favorite.
And that's under lock and key, right? You can't share anybody's. Well, the Wonderlic test is a very, it's secret. The score is secret, right?
Right. But, yes, we keep it under lock and key, but it's in a glass case.
Uh-huh.
So it's visible.
In the Wonderlic Institute. But we unlock the case once a day and turn to a new page. So it goes through. So you can see one page of it every day, but not the entire archive of the test.
There's
probably millions of pages.
It's a very thick book.
Wow.
But I don't want my privacy to be.
You mean your test score?
Yeah.
You don't want it public?
No.
Well, it's not because you're not in there, so it works out.
Are you making fun of me because I'm not a good football player?
No, I'm making fun of you because you said a thing as if we would want to have your test score.
Well, I got a 94.
Which doesn't exist.
I want to ask you one more
question. It's better than a bingo.
It is better than a bingo. You got it there, but too bad you're not 6'9", 460, or whatever Jamarcus Russell was.
Here's a question from your test.
Yeah.
Scrupulous is the opposite of A, rigorous, B, punctual, C, negligent, D, conscientious, or E, meticulous, or F, all the above, or G, none of the above.
Okay. First of all, that's too many answers. Second of all, that there's a typo there because scrupulous is the opposite of unscrupulous.
It's your test.
I know. I'm saying there's a mistake.
You put shoddy material. These people's lives are at stake.
No. Who typed it? Do you type the test?
I'm not saying the typo is a mistake. Don't get me wrong. This is about thinking outside the box, literally, because that is what people in the NFL have to do. If you're outside the box, it's not intentional grounding, correct? So you're thinking outside the box. You look at this. You say unscrupulous is the opposite of scrupulous. You cross out all the answers and you say there is a typo here. Unscrupulous is the opposite of scrupulous. Thank you very much. And you get the point. And
that's the only way to answer that question correctly.
Yes.
And that seems very difficult to get right.
Is that what Y.A. Tittle did?
Did he write in a lot of answers?
Every single one of Y.A. Tittle's answers was a write-in. It's like reading a novel.
I've never written in on a multiple choice question. That almost feels like...
And look where you are.
I'm at UCB Studios and...
It's actually very nice here. Yeah,
thank you. I'm sitting in a massage chair looking at a ice sculpture of a dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you text?
Sometimes.
Do you ever booty call?
I have sexted.
You've sexted?
Yes.
Picture of your stuff?
No. Just very charming sexual words.
Do you have a type? I want to get to know the guy now. Forget the test.
I have a lot of types, okay?
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay. What's the longest relationship you've been in?
2 months.
2 months? What did she do for a living?
Nurse.
Okay.
Practitioner.
Nurse practitioner?
Mm-hmm.
That feels like slumming for a guy like you.
Well, I was talking to his friend in the lobby, and they were saying that he really likes dumb girls.
Oh, you can say dumb. I think he heard you.
I said dumb girls.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not dumb. They just don't do as well as some other people on the Wonderlic test.
Who are some of your favorite actresses, just off the top of your head? I want to see if I can profile your type.
Uma Thurman.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson,
mm-hmm.
Marlena Dietrich.
Okay, your client. Okay. Oh, they're very beautiful women.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What about Hillary Clinton?
Not an actress.
It's interesting. Did you ever get into the gambling side of, because you know so much about
inside? I have inside information.
Did you go all in on Johnny Manziel when he came through?
That was a huge mistake.
You bet.
Because he scored high. He scored high on the test.
He did very well on the test, but he has other issues.
But you can't test that, can you?
Well, we could have.
But isn't that a case of your test not working?
When he was taking the test, let's just say he was in the room, he was doing some things he should not have done.
Oh, while taking the test? Like drinking or something?
I don't want to get into the details, but I will imply that that is the correct answer.
But he knows what month it is, the sixth month and all that stuff. He's good at that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He got the month faster than I did, that's for certain.
It's interesting, though, that your test hugely endorsed Johnny Manziel as a solid NFL candidate, and he's one of the biggest bust-outs in years.
Is that interesting? Is that interesting, or is that not that interesting?
I find that extremely interesting.
I find it boring.
Well, that's why you're not a broadcaster. You
don't you find that interesting, Scott, that they predicted Manziel would be amazing in the NFL?
Also, just so you know, I am a bit of a broadcaster also.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
you so much
Thank
for coming.
Thank you so much, Doc.
Fantastic. I learned a lot today, and I think with this knowledge, I have a better understanding of how to watch the games. Hey, thanks for listening to the show.
Follow me at Mr. Matt Walsh on Twitter.
Follow me at ScottArmstrong22 on Twitter.
And follow us together at UCB Sports. Special thanks to Brad Morris, Pat Walsh, Sean Conroy, and our studio engineer, Alexis B. Preston.
Pretty impressive. Pretty stupid.
Pretty impressive.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.